It's Monday, January 26, 2009, and you're listening to The Apple Juice Show. If you're interested in sponsoring The Apple Juice Show, please email sales@applejuiceshow.com. Hello and welcome to the 30th episode of The Apple Juice Show. I am George Drage, the host and producer of The Apple Juice Show. Find us on the web at applejuiceshow.com. Email us info@applejuiceshow.com. Well, in today's show, there's not much to talk about. Steve Jobs has gone, he's taken 6 months leave of absence. I don't know if I talked about this in the past previous episodes, but he's taken off for 6 months because his sickness has gotten worse than his, like, he has a hormone imbalance or something like that. And he's taken 6 months back, 6 months off until June or July. He's coming back. So, I mean, not much in that. Saturday, January 24th, 2009, Apple Macintosh turns 25 years old today. So that was, the other day, and he, turned 25. So, Steve Jobs introduced the Macintosh at an event in the Flint Center of the Performing Arts, an audience over 3,000 people. So there's a YouTube video on it. Put the link in the show notes. So, I mean, that was probably one of the best days when Steve Jobs announced the first Macintosh. I've seen them, and I do not own one, but, I mean, I've seen the first Macintosh in there. I mean, really nice looking. I mean, back in the day, they're really nice computers. So, iLife has started shipping today, yesterday, Sunday, January 25th. People have been seeing reports that they're supposed to be getting here late January. They were supposed to be shipping. So, I mean, other than that, there's not much going on in the Mac, iPhone. Hopefully, we see an update soon towards the iPhone. I mean, there's some things there I want to see, and I mean, a bunch of other people I want to see. There was actually Boy Genius did a report on what should be coming, like top 10 things that should be coming to the iPhone, or that the iPhone's missing, basically. And it was one of them was copy and paste, which is a really, really needed feature. I'm always looking to use copy and paste. Actually, there's a thing that iJustine did on her blog. See if I can find that. So basically, you download an app that's 99 cents, and you download an app that's 99 cents, and it's all in Japanese. Nothing you can understand about it because it's all in Japanese. So you click on something, and then you don't need the application anymore, and then you go into the settings and the keyboard settings, international and everything like that, and you download, and so you change, and you go into the Japanese, and then you click on emoji, and basically that enables the emoji icons. I've been texting with a bunch of people the emoji icons, and Billy, I sent him, and he's like, "How did you do that?" And so he was looking to do that, and then he's like, "I'm not paying 99 cents just to do that," because some people think it's just really stupid just to send icons. But I mean, I think it's I can't get a hold of this right now, but iJustine has it on her blog. I was looking at Chris Perillo's, but you can actually there's a way to enable, and I'll put the instructions up on the website. On the show notes to how to enable the emoji icons, which is, I mean, a really great thing for some people that, I mean, rather like not text much and just send icons. I mean, because there's an OK icon, so I can say an OK icon, don't have to type it. But I mean, there's some interesting things in there that will amaze you. So I can put up the pictures of the what the emoji icons they have, so you can see. So, in today's, actually, we're reviewing two things today in this episode. We're reviewing the Rickshaw Medium Commuter Bag. It's the commuter bag. And also, we are reviewing the Book Mamba Backpack. Two great products that I love. And so basically, we got rickshaw and rickshaw bags. I mean, they are one of the best bags in I've ever seen. So you got it's rickshawbagworks.com. That's the website. And I got a black rickshaw bag. And so thank you for the people at Rickshaw, especially Macy. She's the person that organized for me to get a review on it. So Rickshaw, I mean, I really support you guys because you guys are like the best place for bags. I mean, you were at Macworld, and I mean, I've heard a lot about you, especially from Daniel Bruslowski and Adam Jackson, two great people, very close to me, very, very good people. So basically, it's a store in San Francisco, and they're inspired by the creative energy of the city, urban cycling, and intense desire to make great products. So they personalize the bags however you want it. So, I mean, that's what I like about them. I mean, great thing. So if you live in San Francisco, please go by there and visit Rickshaw. It's in San Francisco. So I got the medium commuter bag, and it's, I mean, great. It's just a great, great bag. And what Adam Jackson did when he went there, he showed on a video how they made it, and then the president there, the CEO of the company, he showed all the features to Adam and everything. So this bag, it comes with like a little pouch to put your computer in there, and I mean, that's great, and that's removable. Then I mean, the favorite part I have is if you're in a meeting, which I mean, I'm going to Bar Camp soon, and I mean, I'm going to Drupal Camp and Bar Camp in a couple of weeks, and they're speaking, and I want to get my computer out. I had this problem at Blog Orlando. I had a bag that had the Velcro on it, and I was embarrassed to open it and make the noise, and everybody would look back at me. So what this has is called, it's like a, I don't know what it's called, but they're two magnetic things, and it's a Velcro, and you Velcro it on there, and they're two magnets. So you close it, and it closes, and it latches with the magnets in the bag. So, I mean, that's great. And then you have great thing. You have a little thing for your key in there. I mean, it fits everything I have. It fits my charger. It fits all my external batteries, which we'll be doing a reviews on the external batteries. Hopefully next episode we will be doing that. I mean, so it's a great bag. I mean, it's a messenger bag, and it's one of the best messenger. I mean, I've seen people with messenger bags, and I'm like, oh, those messenger bags. I mean, there's nothing special about it. Those, and then I take a look at the Rickshaw bag, and that's one of the special, that one of the best bags. I mean, it's incredible. I've never seen a bag done more better than this one. So if you are looking for a commuter bag or a messenger bag, I mean, I used to be a cyclist, and I mean, this has got me thinking about becoming and more going out cycling more. I mean, I love to bike, but I mean, I just lost the thought of going back and doing it, and I got lazy and I didn't want to. And I want to keep doing it. So I quit cycling. I didn't quit. I took a retirement from it. And so I do it every once in a while. But this has got me thinking. I like to go cycling a lot. I mean, I used to. And I would go to people's houses, and I would meet up there, and then I would go in their car. And I would have to take a bag, a duffel bag, and I would have to hold it in one hand and then steer with the other. So this, I mean, I put it on my bag, and they have an attachment for it where you put it and it'll hold it. So if it won't swing to one side, it's even, if it's even out. So, I mean, this is a great bag, and it's got me thinking that I can store my helmet and my shoes and everything like that, go to the other person's house, meet up there, and then when I get to the location, I have everything in that bag, and I put everything, I mean, I take everything and put everything back in there. So, I mean, it's a great bag. I mean, there's nothing bad about this bag. There's nothing I don't like about it. So if you are looking for a messenger bag, you can get this one for $180. It's, I mean, you look at the price and you say, man, I can get a messenger bag. I mean, I can get any messenger bag cheaper than that. Well, you can't get what the quality that you're getting out of this bag is amazing. Like, I cannot explain any more about how good this bag is. I'll put the video out there that Adam Jackson did. I'll have to get permission from him first and ask him if I could, and I'll link it to the video so you guys can see how amazing all the futures it has about this bag. I mean, so if you are looking for a great messenger bag, this is the messenger. I mean, you put your computer in there, and then you can use it for anything other else. You got the big pocket, and then you got a pocket in the back, and then you got two pockets in the front. Great bag. So thank you very much, Rickshaw Bags. And I'll look forward to reviewing any other products you guys have, hopefully, eventually, soon. So thank you very much, Rickshaw. Now we have the Book Mamba bag. I mean, another amazing. I took this bag to, I believe it was, I forgot what conference I went to, and I took this bag. But it's the Mamba Pack Brown. And so this, basically, the Mamba Pack has everything you need in a laptop backpack. So sleek, sporty, water-repelling exterior, high-density foam laptop protection, comfortable, lightweight. So this backpack actually is one of the backpacks. I mean, this is actually one of the backpacks that I've tried. I haven't tried it. Many others, and this basically it fits from a 13 to a 17 inch Mac or PC. It's it weighs 3.2 pounds. All right, that's not much, and I mean, so you got it's padded all the way around. So I mean, your back, it doesn't hurt your back. I mean, one of the great things about it is that it doesn't hurt your back. Now, I mean, the material that they use to make this backpack is amazing. I mean, I've never seen a backpack more, like, the way it looks. The way it looks tells you it's a good backpack. Then inside, where I put my laptop, it's, I mean, the protection for the laptop is amazing. So, it protects your laptop. Then you got a place to put your notebook or whatever. Then you got your charger area. I mean, you could put a tons of things in there. And then comes with a little bag where you can store your cables and everything in it. And then outside, it has a room for a water bottle and pens, and I mean, and then it's got two sides on the side, so you can put water bottle on each side. Or so basically, it's got a large pocket for documents. It's got three medium-sized mesh pockets, two medium-sized mesh pockets, three small mesh pockets for small accessories, the laptop compartment, and then two zippered exterior side pockets for tall elements. So like a ruler, newspaper, cell phone, keys. So, I mean, this is the great, great thing about it. So the zippers are a heavy-duty YKK zippers with custom Book logo on the pull of the zippers. So, I mean, if you're looking for a backpack to, I mean, just go maybe to bar camps and carry your backpacks or carry your computer and your documents. And if you're going to, basically you're going to present, like I'm thinking about presenting at my bar camp that we have here locally where I live. I'm probably going to take this because then I can take my documents, my handouts to hand out to the people, my laptop, everything I need, lunch. If I want to bring my own lunch, my water bottles, it's amazing, amazing backpack. I mean, so if you're going, I mean, it might not be, it's not comparable to the rickshaw, because it's a rickshaw is a commuter bag. It's if you're going, I mean, from places in your city. Like if I were going from like my collab to a party downtown, like a tweet up or like a webmasters group. I mean, I would use the thing because I would be on a bike and I would be going and I would use my rickshaw. But then my backpack would be if I were traveling, and because every time I travel I take my Book backpack, because my I know that I can carry my everything in this backpack, And it's easier for me because it's a stand-up backpack. As on the other hand, when I take my messenger bag, my rickshaw, I'm usually on the go. And, I mean, I'm going somewhere around town, and I'm going on my bike. So, I mean, that's great for the, so they're both great products. They're, I mean, you cannot say anything bad about these products because, I mean, maybe someone else might have a different opinion. But my opinion is saying that these are both great, great bags. And it depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for a backpack or if you're looking for a commuter bag. So Mamba, the Book Mamba is, I mean, one of the best backpacks I have tried so far. Book, you have other products out there that I see that I like. So I'm interested in reviewing those. So if you kindly email me and ask me the okay or go ahead. The Mamba, the Mamba pack is a great, one of their best products that they have. So, that's bookbags.com, BOOQ.com. I mean, both great products. Those are both great products. If you're interested in me to review other products or anything like that, even if you're, I mean, just a listener or if you're a company and you want to send me something, info@applejuiceshow.com and I'll give you the address to ship. So this has been we're getting along here. This is episode 30. So if you guys want to be on interviewed, or if you guys want to be, I mean, if you're a Mac user or if you're, I mean, a developer or if you work for a company, like I'm gonna try to get. I was talking to some people and they think I should get more people on to interviews and everything like that. So we're gonna try to get more interviews on here, and we got that project that I talked about. We're gonna try to work on that project and many more things coming up, and we'll actually do a. There's gonna be like a. Podcast with I'm gonna interview some people at a different bar camp and everything like that, so you'll see that in the future. So thank you very much for listening in to the 30th episode of the Apple Juice Show. Twitter me up, applejuiceshow.com, or Twitter me up, twitter.com/gdrage, GDRAGE. You can find us on the web for the podcast at applejuiceshow.com. Please, if you are listening to it on the site, go and download this in iTunes. We do need your downloads. Really help us. That's how we're paying for that. It's paying for the show. Got our sponsors and everything like that. Thank you very much for listening. This has been a great episode of episode 30, Apple Juice Show.